Kylie Galen stood on the porch outside the Shadow Falls office, panic stabbing at her sanity. A gust of late August wind, still chilled by her father's departing spirit, picked up her long strands of blonde hair and scattered them across her face. She didn't brush them away. She didn't breathe. She just stood there, air trapped in her lungs, while she stared through the wisps of hair at the trees swaying in the breeze. Why does my life have to be so damn hard? The question rolled around her head like a ping-pong ball gone wild. The answer spun back just as quick. Because you're not all human. For the last few months, she'd struggled to identify the type of non-human blood that rushed through her veins. Now she knew. According to her dear old dad, she was a chameleon. As in a lizard, just like the one she'd seen sunning themselves in her backyard. Okay, so maybe not just like those, but close enough. And here she'd been worried about being a vampire or a werewolf because it would be a little hard to adjust to drinking blood or shape-shifting on full moons. But this was unfathomable. Her father had to be wrong. Her heart pounded against her chest as if seeking escape. She finally breathed. In and then out. Her thoughts shot away from the lizard issue to the other bad stuff. Yep. In the last 5 minutes, she'd been slapped with not one, not two, not even three, but with four, oh crap, eye-opening revelations. Well, one thing, Derek's confession that he loved her, couldn't completely be called bad, but it sure as hell couldn't be called good. Not now. Not when she considered them history. Not when she'd spent the last few weeks trying to convince herself that they were just friends. Her mind juggled all four disclosures. She didn't know which to focus on first. Or maybe her mind did know. I'm a freaking lizard. For real? She spoke aloud. The Texas wind snatched away her words. She hoped it would take them all the way to her father, wherever the dead who hadn't completely passed over went to wait. Seriously, Dad? Of course, Dad didn't answer. After 2 months of dealing with one spirit or another, the whole ghost whispering gift and its limitations still managed to piss her off. Damn. She took another step toward the main office's door to unload on Holiday Brandon, the camp leader, then stopped. Burnett James, the other camp leader, and a cold to the touch but hot to look at vampire, was with Holiday. Since Kylie couldn't hear them arguing anymore, she figured that meant they might be doing something else. Like sucking face, swapping spit, doing the tongue tango. All phrases her bad attitude vampire roommate Della would use. Which probably meant Kylie was in a bad mood. But didn't she deserve a little attitude after everything that had happened? Clenching her fists, she stared at the office's front door. She'd inadvertently interrupted their first kiss, and she didn't want to do the same with their second. Especially when Burnett had threatened to resign from Shadow Falls. Surely Holiday could change his mind. Couldn't she? Besides, maybe Kylie needed to calm down, to think things through before she ran to Holiday in bad attitude hysterics. Her thoughts shifted to her latest ghost issue. How could a ghost of someone who was alive appear to Kylie? A trick, right? Had to be a trick. She glanced around to make sure the ghost had really gone. The cold had vanished. Turning, she shot down the porch steps and headed around to the back of the office. She started running, wanting to experience the sense of freedom she got when she ran. When she ran fast. Ran non-human fast. The wind picked up the black dress she'd worn to Ellie's funeral and sent the hem dancing against her thighs. Her feet moved in rhythm, barely missing the Reebok she usually wore. But when she arrived at the edge of the woods, she came to an abrupt halt. So abrupt that the heels on her black dress shoes cut deep ruts into the earth.